Welcome to Talking Walking's 5-year walking forecast. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking. To mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking, we asked thought leaders to make their 5-year predictions about the state of walking in the fields in which they work and the places where they live. Respondents were asked to call a Skype number to leave their forecast, identifying who they were, what work they were doing that revolved around walking, and what their forecast was for walking in the next 5 years. We recorded these voice messages and reproduced them here. The voice you are about to hear belongs to Bill Chandler, a planner and urban designer based in Melbourne, Australia. Bill was chair of the Victoria State Urban Arts Unit in the mid-80s, and in the 90s he was chief planner, urban designer and marketing director for the Melbourne Docklands Development. Trained as an architect, town planner and engineer, Bill now heads up his own consulting company, advising clients from the private and public sectors and community groups. He founded and convenes the Urban Design Forum, which has recently celebrated 25 years of urban design in Australia, with Bill editing Urban Voices, a book reflecting on the work achieved and looking to the future.
Andrew, it's Bill Chandler from Melbourne, Australia here. The main thing that I've been working on at the moment is, and we've just published a book celebrating urban design in Australia over the past 25 years, but looking to the challenges for the future. It's called Urban Voices. Now, we've just had a major change here with our national government to a group called Liberal National Coalition. Liberal's a bit of a misnomer because it's really a centre-right party or even a right party, and they have precious little to say about cities. They don't support public transport. Roads is a key plank in their platform, and that's the mantra. In many ways, it's a hark back to the 1960s with a vengeance. Our upper house, called the Senate, has gone quite weird because of the way in which preferences are given, and the balance of power may rest with some micro parties, including one that I think they're called the Motorists Interest Party or the Motorist Recognition Party. The Senate could go anywhere, and in any case, it simply means that we've now got quite a lot of challenges ahead of us in relation to, or certainly in relation to cities, to urban design, and to walking. I doubt that walking has appeared on the agenda at all. So my predictions for the next 5 years, well, firstly, most people in Australia will still be walking in 5 years' time, despite the current lack of federal government support. And keep in mind that we have a 3-year cycle here, so we may have a more enlightened government in 3 years, who knows. But the other thing which I think will continue to happen, particularly in Melbourne, which is growing in population significantly, the road congestion will lead to a renewed realisation that walking, cycling and public transport are critical not just for transport reasons but for the economy. It seems that some of our unenlightened politicians haven't caught up with the rest of the world, who discovered years ago that the more roads you build, the more vehicular traffic you attract, and the chances are that your congestion gets worse, certainly in the medium to long term, maybe not in the short term. In summary, I remain an optimist. That's probably pretty crazy right at the present time, but it simply means that the challenges are still there.
You've been listening to a 5-year walking forecast to mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking. This forecast was made by Bill Chandler, a planner and urban designer based in Melbourne, Australia. To learn more about his work and the topics he mentions in his forecast, follow the links on the talkingwalking.net website. You can also listen to or download an interview with Bill that was recorded in 2008. Just search our podcast catalogue. We will be publishing further walking forecasts every week until Christmas 2013. If you have an opinion on what you've just heard or have a 5-year walking forecast of your own, then do please call 020 8144 9554. If you're calling from beyond the UK, remember to include the international dialing code, so the number to ring is 442081449554. Leave your message and forecast, and we will endeavour to include it in a future podcast. do revisit talkingwalking.net, where you will find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 5-Year Walking Forecast are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited in London. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.